G'day everyone, Lee Blackall back here with the broadcast for Teachers of Health Professionals. We're here with Mark Gussie, who's based out in Bendigo campus of La Trobe University, and he teaches in the oral health therapy courses. And we're here to talk about a particular subject called evidence-based oral health practice. I hope I've got that name right, Mark. You've reminded me a few times.
Well done.
Now, Mark, you, like a few of our staff in the faculty, have integrated some of the web into your teaching practices by asking students to collaborate on a Wiki Spaces site, wikispaces.com, the platform. Could you tell us a bit about that, what the intentions and the goals were, and how you came to be doing this sort of work with your students?
Well, this is a new subject, but it's incorporated a number of previous subjects. And in the past, I've used primarily paper-based assessment pieces, so individual assignments. Because part of our professional capabilities or attributes or whatever we want to call them these days is collaborative or team work. Mm-hmm. We've always had assessment pieces where teams of students have had to collaborate and create a piece and submit that for assessment. Yeah. But what's always been problematic with those approaches is, apart from it being a bit dull for young people, it's very difficult to determine the degree of collaboration and contribution that each of the students have made to the group product. In the past, we've tried to use things like having each student do an anonymous report on all of the other students in the groups to give me a sense of how much contributions are good. And you can understand what the problems with getting them to do that is.
Yes.
The other thing that a phenomena that seemed to occur was there would be one or two students in the group who wanted to achieve a distinction. And most of them were just happy to pass, and some of them didn't really care. And usually ended up with those students who wanted a distinction taking over, and even if the other team members did want to contribute, that contribution was smothered. So it wasn't working very well. The product itself looked okay to me, but I had no idea about the process that had occurred.
Yep.
So I found, I found that perhaps the wiki pages could allow me to do those things that weren't working so well with group assignments.
By exposing some of the process in the production of the content that they've been
working
on.
That's right. And so I was able to see the students also assembling the product itself rather than just seeing what they had cut and pasted into a Word document at the end.
Okay. Can you show us, you've got a group of students who have been working on this semester, so they're just coming to the end of the semester, is that right? Or was it last semester they're working?
No, they're working on it now, so they will finalise the product by the end of this week.
Can you show us a bit of the work?
Sure. Each group was made up of about five to six students, and they were given a clinical scenario. And there was a clinical question that was asked at the end of the scenario, and usually it was a question that was posed by a patient. So you're seeing my screen there now?
Soon, I'm seeing myself at the moment. If you click through to the Wiki Spaces.
Let's see. Here, can you see it now?
Yep, great. I see Listerine. Yeah. This program was brought to you by Listerine.
So this is a product that's widely used amongst the public, and it can be bought over the counter or in the supermarket. And a lot of our dental patients tend to rely on these products. But in many cases, they do not provide any therapeutic benefit to the patient, and there's always using things like chemicals in the mouths. There's always a risk of adverse events. So basically, this group of students was given a case of a smoker who was suffering from gum disease and was not able to attend for treatment for that gum disease. So the scenario was that she elected to use Listerine product because it had The ADA, Australian Dental Association, seal of approval, and it says on the front of the packet that it kills germs that cause gingivitis or gum disease. So she's a heavy smoker, she's stressed, and she's using a product that's high in ethanol or alcohol 4 times a day. So basically I asked them to go away and consider the evidence for this as an approach for a patient. So I gave them a structure which was which they've used sensibly here as a list of contents. So they've constructed pages that are constructed around each of these areas that I've asked them to look at.
Mark, if I could just jump in there, it's worth clarifying, I think, that if I understood correctly, you haven't done any background setup of these Wikispaces pages. You've simply set the scenario, set the structure, and then the students themselves have reinterpreted that into the Wikispaces page?
That's correct. And to tell you the truth, Lee, that was one of the things that really made me anxious about launching into this project, because I'm not, as you know, I'm not a technology whiz. But I was convinced by others that students these days would have the necessary skills to be able to work through these things themselves and to construct a piece like this, which was, I think anyway, is looking fantastic.
Yes, it is.
So one of the things from this first run of this type of assessment is that I'm now comforted that students are equipped, at least if they work in groups as well, to work through these things themselves, to work out, you know, how to construct, how to insert images, how to, you know, use hyperlinks to move from page to page. They seem to be very au fait with the technology. So this is just the front page that they've constructed. They've even put in an animation there.
Yeah, right.
Included the patient's name, which is quite interesting. But the other thing that, because this is a evidence-based oral health practice subject, you can see here that they've taken very seriously the use of academic information or resources. But they've also included external links, which are pages that that patients themselves will go through to seek information from. So that they've also examined those links as well. The other thing that's interesting, that this product has the Australian Dental Association seal of approval. So this group has actually gone to the source of that approval, to the Australian Dental Association, and asked for information about how that approval process works. And they got responses which weren't very helpful from the Australian Dental Association, and Listerine also had some issues around you know, privacy of information regarding the product. So, but they did seek out that information, which I thought was really good. Mm. And let me just show you this thing, Lee. They've even put a little.
Just hang on a minute, Mark. We've seemed to have lost a bit of bandwidth. It's coming back. Okay.
They've even put in a little survey for me to complete, or people who are reading.
about yes. Yeah, there's a lot of choice there. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's right. And the other thing I really liked about it is the ability for students to comment on each other's additions or editing of the pages as well. So for each of the pages, there's significant comments about what's going on above in the page proper. And that is an indication of their contribution, but it's also an indication that they're thinking not just about the bit that they've been assigned that they're going to paste in, but what the rest of the students are also contributing to.
Mm. Yeah, that is good. Okay, so that looks like not only an excellent example of going lightly with a group of students and trusting that they have the capacity, especially as you say, working in groups, to come up with a product like this. Did it address, though, the problem that you had, or did it expose the problem that you had, that some students are not doing much of the work for various reasons and others are doing most of the work?
Yes, it did. And despite the fact that they were given very clear expectations at the beginning of the project that I would be monitoring their contribution and that Wikispaces had the capacity to tell me how many edits and how many discussion points they'd made and when through the project timeline they've made them. I still have a few students who we would probably traditionally call the crammers. So they've contributed very little at the beginning, but now are coming in hard and fast. So it hasn't overcome that completely, but it's just made, as you say, it's exposed that sort of thing that we weren't able to see with traditional paper-based assignments. But one thing I will say, Lee, that I found difficult to work out is although the students were instructed not to do the work offline and then merely paste a complete page up because that would, you know, only indicate one single edit, I think the students still feel, some of them still feel anxious about me seeing the construction of their work. So the first drafts, the editing, the changes, and maybe the criticisms from their teammates. So I think that's still apparent a little bit.
Yes, I'm seeing that in other departments too. Just in case, just to the viewer who's watching our stream, welcome you. We're talking with Mark Gussie, who's based out of Bendigo campus of La Trobe University. He teaches into the course of oral health therapy, and we're talking about the subject, a new subject they're running there called evidence-based oral health practice and the use of wikispaces.com for the group assignment, the student group assignment, to research a scenario and come up with some recommendations. So Mark, could you show us your video again? We've stopped sharing screen and tell us a bit about where you're going to take this, you think. I mean, after you've found that it has addressed some of the problems, you need to click that share screen icon again to unshare it.
Yep. Let's see. Yeah. Right.
Yep, you're back, thanks. Tell us about where you think you might take this, that you've found it has addressed some of the issues you identified of some students not doing much work and others carrying the load for group work. The wiki, by virtue of it recording all edits and contributions, exposes some of that. But you have a plan in mind for the next time you run this subject. What are you going to do this time?
That's right. Well, I'm going to extend further the use of wiki sites. So I'm going to incorporate the wiki sites into the activity-based learning. So rather than have a terminal or summative assessment piece at the end of the semester, I'm going to ask students to go through a process which I've just described but in a much smaller and contained way, and then to use the wiki sites potentially as a record of the 3 weeks of activity-based learning that they produce. The second thing I'm going to do is to move into the Wikipedia space. The conversation here has been around consumers or patients of dental care who, like other consumers of healthcare and other products, will attempt to access information online regarding their problems. So what I hope to do is to extend this process to take the academic sources of evidence that they come up with to address their clinical problems. So, you know, the way traditionally we would ask university students to go away and look at the peer-reviewed scientific journal-based information, bring that back to the clinical problem, and then look at what's available to consumers via the internet. Wikipedia, of course, comes to mind immediately, but other forums where there are discussions around health issues like Yahoo Answers, and have the students look at what they've collected from the academic sources and the summary of their evidence-based information and compare that to what consumers are accessing via those internet mediums, and then make judgments about how consistent or inconsistent the two sources are, And then finally, to say, if we accept, like many people, and Lee's one of these, I know, if we accept that consumers are going to use these sources of information, then perhaps it's our responsibility as health professionals to ensure that those sources are actually helpful and accurate. So to come up with an action plan for what they would do, given their evidence base, to improve those resources that patients use every day.
It's wonderful to hear, Mark. Are you going to be starting that process beginning of 2014?
That's right. So we're actually going to start the process, Lee, in summer semester because we have an accelerated year. Okay. But it will be the third year of the program. So students will start using that sort of assessment process as well.
Okay.
And so, you know, I hope that works well, but I have some anxieties, as I always do, about these things. But again, given the experience I've had with Wikispaces with these students, I feel confident that they will embrace the assessments and actually produce products like the one we've just shown you, which I think are fantastic. Yeah.
It is good. What, if any, process will you put in place if the students arrive at the decision to make an intervention on a popular website to correct the information or improve it that consumers, so-called, are accessing? Is there anything in check for checking that the student's work is actually beneficial, accurate, safe, and all that sort of stuff? I mean, there are a lot of people in the university sector who use this as an argument for not asking students to engage in this, despite the fact that we have assessment processes where you would assess their work. So I'm supposing, answering my own question there, that your assessment will ensure that that's correct.
That's right. Well, that'll be the safety check. But also, I'm relying on the fact that Wikipedia is, you know, these wiki pages are not restricted just to my students, but they'll be open to the whole Wikipedia community. And if there are inaccuracies, then I anticipate other people in that community engaging in conversation with the students, challenging them about potentially the sources of their information, the levels and quality of the scientific evidence that they have found themselves. So my hope, Lee, and it's I'm not sure whether it will work for all students, but even after the semester has completed, it's my hope that students will stay engaged as they become new health professionals with the pages that they are potentially helping to construct and critique, so that, you know, there will continue to be that conversation beyond this assessment or beyond this subject.
And you did mention that Wikipedia is only one channel where such an intervention may take place. You cited Yahoo Answers, and I'd naturally suggest YouTube, and probably limit it to the top 10 websites used by Australians. And in order, I think that is Google Search, YouTube, Facebook, Wikipedia, and then the Yahoo services somewhere down the line. But that seems like a good strategy for health professionals who are trying to engage in this sort of way. So that's exciting, Mark. Can we touch base with you again when you start that off for another recorded interview and as it moves through?
Yep, no problem.
Okay, thanks. And maybe, too, we'll start touch base in another week or so when you've concluded the Wikispaces project and we can know for certain the type of feedback you got from students doing that that assignment.
Yes, no worries.
Okay. Well, Mark, stay with us on the line. I'll end the broadcast now, and thanks very much for offering your story and insights into your teaching and assessment methods.
No problem.